Colorado's ongoing effort to rewrite oil and gas regulations has arrived on the Western Slope. State regulators are gathering feedback today on new rules to protect public health, safety, and the environment. CPR Sam Brash is in Glenwood Springs, where they're hearing from residents and local officials. Sam, why are state regulators holding these meetings?
So earlier this year, Colorado Democrats passed SB 181 at the state legislature. This completely overhauls decisions on oil and gas development. And the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission is now writing the specific rules under that legislation. To do that, they're gathering input around the state. This meeting in Glenwood Springs, it's the first of those meetings outside the Front Range.
What are Western Slope residents telling the commission about these new rules?
So the big question out here is, should the Western Slope have different regulations than the rest of the state? Garfield County Commissioner John Watkins says it should.
You have to approach it in different approaches than just one size fits all, and all the rules have to be exactly the same, because it won't work in some areas.
He says that's because there just are a number of differences between this part of the state and the Front Range. There's more federal lands out here, the geology's different, it's a different type of natural gas in many cases, and it's a lower population that's more spread out. For all those reasons, he says that there should be some variances in the regulations.
Well, this is statewide legislation, though, so can a part of the state have different rules than the rest?
Yeah, so one thing SB 181 did is it empowers local communities to have a much larger say over oil and gas development. Prior, the state had much greater control. Garfield County wants to use that, and they're leading this coalition of 15 cities and counties to figure out these variations from state rules for Northwest Colorado.
Based on what you've heard so far, are Western Slope residents on board with that idea?
Yeah, not all of them. A lot of environmental activists and residents impacted by oil and gas development testified today, and they really worry this sort of thing would be a carve-out for Western Colorado that leaves them a lot less protected from development than people on the Front Range.
What did the regulators themselves have to say about all of this?
They're very much taking a wait-and-see approach. Jeff Robbins directs the COGCC, and he says these listening sessions, they're meant to gather public comment on how different rules might affect different places.
That's what my commission needs to hear in terms of whether and to what extent there are West Slope issues that need to be addressed versus are there other issues where fundamentally there's sort of a state floor that needs to be applied.
Where does this all go from here?
So there's a few more of these public input meetings all on the Front Range. After that, the commission needs to hammer out the bulk of these new rules by July of next year.
CPR Sam Brash reporting on what oil and gas regulators are hearing from the public during a stop in Glenwood Springs today. This is CPR News.